Welcome back to the 30-Day Ultimate Emotional Eater Journey. I'm so glad you're here with me again and again and again and again. Thank you for listening to me this many times. And if you haven't, well, feel free to go back to the other episodes. I promise they're not that long and they're not that bad. They're quite good. And I've done some research and put my elbow into it. So, yes. But yes, today we'll be talking about a thought-provoking episode, the controversy of intuitive eating. Did you notice how I say intuitive instead of intuitive? Anyway, intuitive eating has gained popularity as a way to promote a healthier relationship with food, but it also sparks debates and differing opinions. So let's unpack this together, understanding both sides of the conversation. First, let's define intuitive eating. Developed by dietitians Evelyn Tribot and Elise Resch, intuitive eating is a framework that encourages individuals to listen to their bodies and eat according to their hunger and fullness cues, rather than adhering to restrictive diets and or external rules. The core principles include rejecting the diet mentality, honoring your hunger, making peace with food, and respecting your fullness. It's about fostering a compassionate relationship with food, which sounds wonderful, right? But let's explore the controversy surrounding it. Many advocates of intuitive eating emphasize its benefits, like body positivity, where intuitive eating promotes body acceptance and self-compassion, encouraging individuals to appreciate their bodies for what they can do rather than how they feel. But there are also people who emphasize more of the sustainable approach, where unlike traditional diets that often lead to yo-yo dieting, intuitive eating fosters a more sustainable relationship with food, allowing for flexibility and enjoyment. What's also emphasized is mental health, where there are studies that suggest that intuitive eating can reduce disordered eating behaviors and improve mental health outcomes, such as decreased anxiety and depression related to food and body image. These points resonate deeply with many, especially with those that have struggled with restrictive dieting and negative body image. However, there are criticisms and concerns about intuitive eating that are worth discussing, like its lack of structure. Some critics argue that intuitive eating may lack the structure that some individuals need to develop healthy eating habits, especially those who have been conditioned to ignore their hunger cues. Yeah, that's not good. There's also emotional eating, where for individuals with a history of emotional eating, the freedom to eat intuitively may lead to an increase in emotional eating rather than a reduction. This can be particularly challenging without guidance. And I myself have fallen into that trap many times where I'm like, you know what, whatever. I'm going to just dismiss the rules for today. Who cares about the diet? Who cares about this and that? I'll just eat whatever I feel like because I'm not feeling well, or it's just one day. But then that one day turns into two, three, four, five. Then all of a sudden it's a new habit that I formed of bad habits. And then there's the cultural considerations, where critics also highlight that intuitive eating may not consider the cultural context of food and eating. For example, for some, food is tied to traditions, family, and social connections, making it challenging to apply intuitive eating principles uniformly, especially in households where you do eat with your family all three meals or two or whichever number of meals you eat in the day as a family. I know for a fact that in my grandpa's house, whenever I used to stay there for the holidays, if for some reason I did not feel like having dinner, I would be somewhat scolded and be looked at in a weird way, like, are you sick? Is there something going on? Like, what's up? So yeah, there's a lot of cultural and societal considerations that are not taken into context when it comes to intuitive eating. These criticisms remind us that intuitive eating may not be a one-size-fits-all solution. It's essential to consider individual experiences and needs. So how can we navigate this controversy? Why did I say controversy that way? That's weird. Anyway, the key is in finding balance. Here are a few strategies. We can do some self-reflection where we take time to reflect on our relationship with food. Ask yourself, are you ready to embrace intuitive eating or do you need more structure and support? Seek guidance. I cannot stop emphasizing this. I'm pretty sure in most or if not all of my episodes, I keep on telling you all, seek guidance. If you're unsure about intuitive eating or feeling overwhelmed, consider working with a registered dietitian, nutritionist, or therapist who specializes in this approach. Or you can also combine approaches where you can blend intuitive eating principles with structured guidelines. For example, you might honor your hunger by also incorporating some meal planning or mindful eating practices, right? So, this is today's episode. As we wrap it up, I encourage you to explore your feelings about intuitive eating. What resonates with you? What concerns do you have? So sit with these two questions and decide for yourself. Thank you for joining me on this important conversation about controversy of intuitive eating. If you found this discussion valuable, please share it with someone who might benefit. And even if you think they don't benefit, just, I don't know, blast it out for them to listen to. And remember, your journey is unique and it's okay to seek approach that feels right for you as long as you're not hurting anybody else or yourself. Until next time, take care of yourself. Bye.